With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. One person was killed and others injured in a shooting at the Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua, New Hampshire, Saturday evening. Some of the injuries were gunshot wounds. Others were injuries sustained in the chaos, New Hampshire Assistant Attorney General Peter Hinckley said at a Saturday news conference. Officials did not say how many people were injured. No one has been arrested, but one person of interest has been detained. President Trump's son Eric says it's hard to fathom the impact Charlie Kirk has made on the American politics.
Built one of the greatest youth political movements in history, probably the greatest youth political movements. And, you know, then somebody's, you know, in dressed in all black sits on top of a roof with a rifle, you know, while calling him a fascist for exercising free speech and, yes. and kills a dear friend of ours. And it's absolutely heartbreaking.
Senator Joni Ernst says Charlie Kirk was respected in the halls of Congress as a bright young rising star.
That really garnered the interest and attention of so many young conservatives and even those outside of that conservative spectrum that wanted to find their place here in the United States of America. And he did that quite well.
Former California Republican Congressman John Campbell tells the Salem Radio Network the death of Charlie Kirk will have historical implications.
This will be something like, for those of us of an age, when you heard JFK had been assassinated, when the Challenger crash happened, when you heard that, and when you heard about 9/11. This is going to be one of those moments.
A memorial service set to be held for Charlie Kirk tomorrow in Arizona. Left-wing violence is on many minds in the aftermath of the assassination. The Arizona Department of Public Safety releasing the name of a man detained by the Secret Service at the State Farm Stadium just ahead of Charlie Kirk's memorial service. The suspect identified as 42-year-old Joshua Runkles. This is SRN News. Does your faith influence your vote? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, just 25% of American adults say their religious beliefs have a lot of control over who and what they cast their ballots for on Election Day. 18% say faith has a little influence, and 56% of respondents say their spiritual convictions have little to no impact on their voting habits. White evangelical Protestants are the most likely to say that their faith controls who they vote for, 51%, the most of any religious group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Maine principals group is fighting a subpoena from the Department of Justice that seeks the names of all students playing interscholastic sports as the state and the DOJ attempts to ban boys from competing against girls. President Trump's administration sued Maine in April for not complying with an executive order barring transgender athletes from sports. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports that now Luigi Mangione's lawyers actually want the death penalty taken off the table in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
Less than a week after Luigi Mangione was in court in New York for his state case in the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, his lawyers are urging a judge to bar federal prosecutors from seeking the death penalty, arguing authorities prejudiced his case by turning his arrest and perp walk into what they call a Marvel movie spectacle and by publicly declaring their desire to see him executed. Meanwhile, in the state case, the judge took the terrorism charge off the table, citing it was being misused. Mangione still faces state charges of murder, too, which carry a 15-year-to-life sentence. Julie Walker, New York.
You'll find more details on these stories, plus breaking news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.